This is Vesa Kamuli of the 12th of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, you have to go to a pure world. Therefore, conquer lust, the great enemy. Become conquerors of lust and thereby conquerors of the world. Question, what vision can you grant everyone through your activity? Answer, each one of you can grant a vision as to whether you are a swan or a stork through your activity. Swans never cause anyone sorrow. Storks cause sorrow because they are vicious. You children are now becoming swans from storks. The duty of you children who are becoming those with divine intellects is to make everyone else into one with a divine intellect. Om Shanti. When you say Om Shanti, you remember your original religion. You also remember your home, but you mustn't just sit at home. You are the children of the Father, and so you definitely have to remember your heaven. So, by saying Om Shanti, all of this knowledge enters your intellect. I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. I am a child of the Father, the ocean of peace. The Father who establishes heaven is making us into embodiments of purity and peace. The main aspect is purity. It is the world that becomes pure and impure. Not a single vicious person exists in that pure world. The five vices exist in this impure world, and that is why this world is called a vicious world. That is a viceless world. While coming down the ladder from this viceless world, you come into this vicious world. That is a pure world, and this is an impure world. That is the day, happiness. This is the night of wandering. In fact, no one wanders at night, but devotion is said to be like wandering. You children have now come here to attain salvation. You souls were full of all those sins. You had the five vices. Of those, the main vice is lust. It is through this that human beings become sinful souls. Everyone knows that he or she is an impure and sinful soul. Because of the one vice of lust, all qualifications are ruined. This is why the Father says, conquer lust, and you will become the conquerors of the world, which means the masters of the new world. Therefore, you should have that much happiness in you. When human beings become impure, they don't understand anything. The Father says you shouldn't have any of the vices. The main vice is lust, and it is because of this vice that there is so much upheaval. There is so much peacelessness in every home. There are cries of distress everywhere. Why are there cries of distress in this world? Because they are sinful souls. It is because of the vices that they are called devils. You now understand that nothing in this world is useful. The haystack has to be set on fire. Whatever you can see with your physical eyes is going to be set ablaze. Souls cannot be set on fire. It is as though souls are constantly insured. They are constantly alive. Does anyone ever insure a soul? Bodies can be insured. Souls are imperishable. It has been explained to you, children, that this is a play. Souls reside up above and are completely separate from the five elements. All the things of the world are created from the five elements. Souls are never created. They always exist. It is just that they become charitable souls and sinful souls. These names are given to souls, charitable soul or sinful soul. Souls become so dirty because of the five vices. The Father has now come to liberate you from all sins. It is the vices that ruins one's whole character. People don't even understand what a good character is. This is the highest on high spiritual government. Instead of you being called the Pandava government, you can be called the godly government. You understand that you are the godly government. What does the godly government do? It makes souls pure and changes them into deities. Where else would deities come from? No one knows this. Deities are also human beings, but how did they become deities, and who made them those? Deities only exist in heaven. Residents of heaven definitely become residents of hell, and then they become residents of heaven once again. You didn't know this, and so how could anyone else know it? You now understand that this drama is predestined, and that all of these souls are actors. Keep all of these aspects in your intellects. You should have this study in your intellects, and you also definitely have to become pure. It is very bad to become impure. It is souls who become impure. They continue to become impure with one another. It is your business to make the impure pure. Become pure and you will go to that pure world. You souls understand this. If there is no soul, the body cannot remain and cannot respond. You souls understand that. Originally, you resided in a pure world. The Father has now explained how you became completely senseless, and that this is why you became worthy of this impure world. Now, until you become pure, you cannot become worthy of heaven. Comparison with heaven is made at the confluence age. There is no comparison made there. It is only at this confluence age that you receive all of this knowledge. You receive the weapons with which to become pure. Only the one is called the purifier Baba. You tell him, make us pure like them. They are the masters of heaven. You know that you were the masters of heaven. And then while taking 84 births, you became impure. This one has been named Shamsunda. They make dark blue images of Krishna, but they don't understand the meaning of that. You receive such a clear understanding of Krishna. They have shown two worlds, but in fact there aren't two worlds. There is just the one world. It becomes new and then old. At first, a baby is new, and then as he grows up, he becomes old. You beat your heads so much to explain to them. You are establishing your own kingdom. Lakshmi and Narayan also understood this, did they not? They became so sweet by understanding this. Who explained to them? God. There is no question of a war. God is so sensible and knowledgeful. He is so pure. All human beings go and bow down in front of an image of Shiva, but they don't know who he is or what he does. They simply continue to say, Shivkashi Vishwanath Ganga. The temple of Shiva at Kashi, where the Ganges emerge from the Lord of the world. They don't understand the meaning of that at all. When you explain to them, they say, "What can you explain to us? We have studied all the Vedas and scriptures." However, no one knows what the kingdom of Rama is. The golden age, that new world, is called the kingdom of Rama. Those of you who imbibe this are also number wise. Some of you even forget this because your intellects are completely like stone. So it is the duty of those with divine intellects to make others the same. Those with stone intellects will continue with the same activity. This is because there are swans and storks. Swans never cause anyone sorrow. Storks cause sorrow. Some behave completely like storks, and they have all the vices. Many very vicious ones come here too. They are called devils. They cannot be recognized. Many vicious ones go to the various centers. They make excuses and say that they are Brahmins, but that is a lie. This is called a world of lies. That new world is a world of truth. It is now the confluence age. There is so much difference. Those who tell lies and do everything false become third grade. There are the first grade and the second grade too. The father says, "You have to give the complete proof of your purity." Some say that it is impossible to live together and remain pure. Therefore, you children have to explain to them. Because some don't have any power of yoga, they aren't fully able to explain something as easy as this. No one explains to them that it is God who is teaching us here. He says by becoming pure, you will become the masters of heaven for 21 births. That is a pure world. There cannot be anyone impure in that pure world. The five vices don't exist there. That is a viceless world, and this is a vicious world. We are receiving the sovereignty of the golden age. Therefore, why should we not become pure in one birth? We are winning such a huge lottery. This is why there is so much happiness. Deities are pure. Only the Father makes you pure from impure. Therefore, you should tell them that you are given this temptation. Only the Father makes you become like them. No one but the Father can make this world new. Only God comes to change humans into deities. This night of His is remembered. It is said, knowledge, devotion, and disinterest. Knowledge and devotion are each for half the time. After devotion, there is disinterest. You now have to return home. Therefore, you have to shed your costumes, your bodies. You no longer have to live in this dirty world. The cycle of 84 births has now come to an end. We now have to return to that pure world via the abode of peace. First of all, you mustn't forget the aspect of Alpha. You children also understand that this old world is to be destroyed. The Father is establishing a new world. The Father has come many times to establish heaven. Hell is to be destroyed. Hell is so big and heaven is so small. In that new world, there is just one religion, whereas there are innumerable religions here. Who established that one religion? It wasn't Brahma who did that. Brahma becomes impure and then pure. You wouldn't say of me, the impure one who becomes pure. When they are pure, they are called Lakshmi and Narayan. There is the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. This one is Prajapita. Shiv Baba is called the eternal creator. The word eternal refers to the Father. The Father is eternal, and souls too are therefore eternal. This play is also eternal. This drama is predestined. The self, the soul, receives this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole duration of the world cycle. Who gives this? The Father. You belong to the Lord and Master for 21 births, and you then become orphans in the kingdom of Ravan. It is then that everyone's character is spoilt because the vices enter. However, it isn't that there are two worlds. People believe that hell and heaven exist at the same time. Everything is now being explained to you children very clearly. You are now incognito. Look at what has been written in the scriptures. They have completely tangled everything up. No one but the Father can untangle everything that is tangled. People call out to him, "I am of no use, so come and purify me and reform my character." Your characters are being reformed so much. However, when it comes to others, instead of being reformed, they are becoming even more spoiled. Everything can be known from one's behavior. Today someone may be called a Maharati or a swan, whereas tomorrow he becomes like a stork. It doesn't take long. Maya is incognito. Anger is not visible either. When someone starts barking, it emerges, and it is then visible. Then those who were amazed by listening to this knowledge and relating it to others run away. They fall so far, they become completely like stone. There is the story of the court of Indra. Such ones can be recognized. They should not come into this gathering. Anyone who has received even a little of this knowledge will go to heaven, because this knowledge is never destroyed. The Father says, "You now have to make effort and claim a high status. If you indulge in vice, your status will become degraded. You first become part of the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty, and then the Merchant Dynasty, and then the Shudra Dynasty. You now understand how this cycle turns." They say that there are still 40,000 years of the Iron Age to go. You have to come down the ladder. If it were another 40,000 years, there would be so many human beings. In just 5,000 years, there are so many human beings that there isn't even enough to eat. Therefore, if there were that many thousands of years more, the population would expand so much. So the Father comes and gives you patience. Impure human beings continue to fight one another. Their intellects cannot turn towards this side. Look how much your intellects have changed. In spite of that, Maya definitely deceives you. You have to become completely ignorant of the knowledge of any desire. If there are any desires, everything is lost. You become completely worth not a penny. Maya continues to deceive even very good Maharatis. in one way or another. They cannot then climb into the heart, just as some cannot climb into their parents' hearts. Some children are such that they even kill their Lokic parents. They even kill their family. They are very sinful souls. Look at what Ravan does. This world is very dirty. You mustn't attach your heart to it. A lot of courage is needed to become pure. Purity is the main thing that you need to claim the prize of the sovereignty of the world. And that is why you tell the Father to come and purify you. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to be saved from being deceived by Maya, become completely ignorant of the knowledge of any desire. Don't attach your heart to this dirty world. 2. Give the complete proof of your purity. The highest character is that of purity. In order to reform yourself, you definitely have to become pure. Blessing. May you remain stable in your Trikaldashi stage and become constantly unshakable and a detached observer as a number one fortunate soul. Remain stable in your Trikaldashi stage while you create every thought, perform every action, and see every situation. Do not have any question marks, such as, why is this like this, or what is this? Always put a full stop. Nothing new. Know the part of every soul very well and perform your part. While having relationships and connections with souls, be equal in being detached and loving, and all fluctuation will then finish. To remain constantly unshakable and a detached observer is a sign of a number one fortunate soul. Slogan: imbibe the virtue of tolerance and your harsh sanskars will then become cool. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation and life. Your slogan is, liberation and life are your birthright. In the supreme abode, you won't even know what liberation is or what liberation and life is. You have to experience those here now. In this Brahman life, Om Shanti.